Blog Talk Radio. Another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine in England. And this is The Whispers. Welcome to my journey.
In every way, you're part of me, all I am, all I'll ever be. If I'm weak, when I should be strong, you're my strength to carry on. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be? I wish you were real instead of made. Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to my dream. Yes, this is Janine and Ingram, your love experience with me. Yes, me. I am your daily lover, and that was the whisper. Welcome to your dreams. Yes, right here in the Love Journey family. Oh, okay, we're going to get ready and get started. Yes, yes. And it's always powerful when we enter into the present. Becoming still and known. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this slide, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many, 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 many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. Recognizing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so together, as we become intentional about the breath, recognizing that there is power in the breath family, sometimes we forget to breathe. And right now, I just want you to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, fam. And release. And be still. And know that I am God. Breathe, family, breathe. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. I just want you to breathe, family. And release. And as we invite the energy of forgiveness,
Day 4, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my mother. Blessed Father God, Holy Mother God, today, I ask for and allow myself to receive and experience your grace. Today, I claim my freedom as I declare my willingness and readiness to release my mother from all hurt, anger, woundedness, judgment, disappointment, and sorrow hidden anywhere in my consciousness or being. I surrender all memories, experiences, circumstances, and situations where I have held my mother with blame or fault. I ask to be lifted above any and all judgments, critiques, assessments, perceptions, beliefs, and habitual patterns of thought in which I see and hold my mother as anything less than your perfect child. I ask that you fill me with your compassion, your truth, your knowledge that allows me to see my mother as your daughter, whom you love and in whom you are well pleased. Lift me beyond my intellect and ego that I may behold my mother with all my heart as you do. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my mother. Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, "I am so grateful." And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, "I am so grateful." And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, "Thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful." And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold a thought form, "I am so grateful. Grateful. Grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience." Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. "I am so grateful." Slow, complete exhale. "Grateful I am." Again, a long, deep inhale. "I am so grateful." And a slow, complete exhale. "Grateful I am." And breathe and experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers and give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale, and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
Free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at yesterday made me who I am today. Yeah, I just wanna set aside my mind is strong. I just gotta testify, I can see. I just wanna testify, amazing grace made my life. I gotta testify.
With my co-host Peyton, yes, Wilborn, and Ricky Hendon. We will be on every Friday, 9 to noon, mid-mornings. We're going to have the mid-morning show on Club Steppin' 95.1. Your girl, yes, Janine Ingram, a.k.a. Lady Love, Lady J, the Love Goddess. Don't forget to tune in every Friday, 95.1. And if you're not in Chicago, go to your app store and pull down the Vision, Future Vision Entertainment, and get our 95.1 app. Yes, and listen to Mwah every Friday, right after the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Yes. The Love Journey Expands. All right, family, we're going to be talking about Raise the Sails. Ramakrishna once said, the winds of God's grace are always blowing. It is for us to raise our sails. Let me say that again. The winds of God's grace are always blowing. It is up to us to raise our sails. Ernest Holmes, in a book on page 72 called Thoughts, I think, he said, no matter how abundantly the horn of plenty may pour out its universal gifts, there must be a bowl of acceptance, a chalice of expectancy where the gift cannot be complete. Wow, let's think about this. No matter how abundantly the horn of plenty may pour out its universal gift, there must be a bowl of acceptance, a challenge of expectancy, or the gift cannot be complete. You see, today's message yet again flows from yesterday's guide. We now move from the metaphor of the banquet table to that of a ship in full sail. We're not. Just as we must take up our fork and knife to partake of the lavish food of life, we must raise our sails to catch the winds of God's grace. In a way, this is a sobering thought. Our ability to remain closed against the ceaseless flow of universal gifts is extraordinarily powerful. In a manner of speaking, we stop God in his tracks. How are you saying now? How is this possible? Because we have free will and the power of choice. God, in whose image we are created, does not transgress against these aspects of our own divine nature. For in doing so, God would be in conflict with itself. Perfect wholeness has no conflict in it. As Master Eckhart put it, God is like a person who clears his throat while hiding and so gives himself away. Our job is to find God by raising the sail. opening the door, sitting at the table, whatever metaphor works for you, it all comes down to our willingness to receive and then acting on that belief with complete trust. Unless we open to the flow of God's good, we remain drifting and hungry while others seem to have it all. It's a simple lesson to put in words, but maybe more challenging to put into practice. But when we do, it's certainly worth it. I am open and welcoming to God's grace, filling my life and prospering my affairs. I am open and welcoming to God's grace, filling my life and prospering my affairs. All right, that's the reading of the science of the mind. And I guess when it all comes down, it's about really understanding universal flow of this amazing universe. It is always, like Albert Einstein, working in our behalf. Always looking for ways to bless us. But sometimes I think we get in our own way. I think being able to manifest the life we love, we get in our own way. I read this blog. It was called Manifest the Life You Love. She said, I was 27 years old when I read Rain Dyer's first self-help book, Your Erroneous Zones. Yes, you read it right. Erroneous, not erogenous, but it still has me smiling after all these years. Clever man, since his book went on to be a top seller. New to Wayne at the time, I read his biography on the back cover, and it says something like this: Wayne believes, loves, travel, and spend half his time at his Maui Beach house writing his books. Immediately, I had this feeling, thought, desire. I'm going to have a house in Maui one day. I'm going to write a house. I'm going to write in my house overlooking the ocean. Fast forward 14 years later, June of 2012, I moved to Maui and Bali. Bali right now, writing to you from my laptop, looking out at the ocean with my two Balinese kittens fighting over my toes. Miracle, coincidence, lucky break, nope, deliberate creation that you can absolutely do as well. So how can you start to consciously design more of your life? Know that you can create a life you love. See, creating a life you love is not for that somehow special person. You absolutely can do it too. However, you have to believe you can. We can read books, watch YouTube videos of people that you admire, hang around people that inspire and motivate you so that you can have examples of who've done it. Although I was hugely loved, I didn't come from a you can do anything environment as a child. So I had to surround myself with people who had created amazing life, mostly through books, to open my mind to the possibility what could be created. You see, there's countless stories of people who have gone from rags to riches. And since you're probably not in the rags category, what is really stopping you from creating the life you want? What is really from creating the life that you want? Only you. Trust me on this one. She said, the first thing we have to do is get crystal clear on what we want. It's so much easier for everyone, including the universe, to give you what you want when you know what you want. And when you're clear, you won't be pulled in a million different directions, which diffuses your energy. Don't worry if you want a lot of things or you're scared that you pigeonhole yourself, you can add and evolve what you want over time. For example, I didn't even know where Bali was on the map when I was 27, let alone that I would want to be live part-time in Bali and Mali. I didn't know I wanted to live here. I only knew at that time that I wanted to live in Maui, and then it expanded to Bali, and now it's expanding to Australia or maybe Europe. So what do you want right now? What's alive for you right now? Is it health and fitness, wealth, relationships, living environment, passions, creativity, spirituality, personal growth, life goals, material things, travel, adventure? Did you do it? No. Totally normal, because you're rushing to read the rest of the secrets. Have a stop. Don't go any further till you write down one thing that you want. She said, I promise you it works. I want to help you get clearer and clearer about what you want for your life right now. And it's always the best time right now. And then feel the feelings of having it. This includes writing down what you want. But more importantly, write as if it was already happening. Because that's what creates the feeling. And it's the feeling that galvanizes energy. As Einstein said, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Write what it feels like to be living the life you want. It's the feeling that changes you vibrationally and pulls what you want more quickly to you. Plus, you get more excited about life, and that's extremely attractive to everything and everyone around you. Stay connected to what you want every day. Use visual reminders of what you want your life to look like. Imagine and feel your life if it's already happening. For example, in March of 2012, when I got another gut feeling, I wanted a home in Bali and Mali. I started putting screensavers up on my screen of where I wanted to live in Maui and Bali, so I could see and feel it every day. Consistent action. Every day. Do you want to have a healthy, fit, vibrant body? Do you want to make a six-figure income? Then you have to take daily action that support that goal. Manifestations of a fit, healthy body and making six-plus figures. Income doesn't come from visualization alone. It comes from moving towards what you want to create every day. If someone tells me manifestation doesn't work for them, I know they are either not clear on what they want, they are not taking any action toward their goals, or not allowing enough time. But one of the best things we can do to manifest more easily is to ask ourselves this question. What would a person who has XYZ do? Who would they be? Then do and be those things. This amplifies your manifestation abilities hugely because you actually become the person it takes to have the things you want. Hiring a life coach can also help you break down any bad theories you may have about life and yourself. Coaches and mentors have been a big part of my life. Through my 30s and 40s, they helped me see things I just couldn't see. Action step. What is the one thing you can do, be, every day to support just the one thing you want from the above category? Keep your vibration high by doing that, by doing the things that you love. And when you are happy and enjoying your life, you literally, and I mean literally, pull more good, great to you. Since we are energy, since we pull into our life, what is a vibrational match? We pull into our life whatever is a vibrational match. Relationships, events, everything. Ever notice how unhappy, grumpy people always seem to have constant drama and bad things happening to them? Ever notice that successful, balanced, happy people keep having such great blessings? Keep your vibrationals high by doing things that you love, and you'll pull in what you want to more quickly. One of the biggest things that catapulted my business and financial success was starting to do what I love now. Rather than wait until I had more time or money, I started teaching dance, an utter passion of mine, which made me happier in my life, which in turn raised my vibration and increased my success in all areas. When we are happy in our life, we literally pull things to us. We are attractive and magnetic to everything. Kind of cool, huh? Action step. What do you love that you can start doing at least twice a week? Trust the process. Don't give up too soon. Trust the process. Believe in the universe. Believe in yourself. Most people just give up too soon. Be clear about what you want. Take action. Course correct when you need to, but never give up. Never give up. This is your life. This is your life that you create. And it takes a little time, but as Napoleon Hill said in his famous book, Think and Grow Rich, when the riches start coming, they come in fast. Come on, family. When the riches start coming, they come in fast. Come on, family. When the riches start coming, they come in fast. See, the art of manifestation is like anything worthwhile. It takes time, practice, discipline. It's almost like the universe wants to make sure you can be a good steward of everything it will give to you. Take home point. Do the work and you'll receive a lot. Now here's the key. Be unattached to how it comes to you. Be unattached of how it comes to you. I know I wanted to be wealthy early in my life. I knew I wanted to live in beautiful homes in multiple locations. I knew I wanted to love what I did for my work. I knew I wanted all of this balance with a life of connection, health, and meaning. I knew I wanted to live it and then from a congruent, authentic place, teach it. But I didn't know exactly how it would come, but I know, and I knew it would come. So be clear on what you want and the feelings that you want to experience every day. Freedom, meaning purpose, and then be unattached to how it comes to you. Intention, attention, no tension, as Janet Atwood so beautifully say in her book, The Passion Test. This allows the magic to show, the mystery, the beauty, and the soulfulness of life. That's also why the same Janet always ends her goal with this or something better. Don't give up now, family. Here's the action step. Write out the steps to manifestation. Design your dream life. Post it, note them on your computer. Type them in your iPhone up reminders of where you will see them every day. Write down one thing that you want in each of the categories above for this year and make dream boards, visuals, and write out how you want to feel on your dream board. Remember, the easiest thing to do is the easiest thing not to do, as the wise Jerome once said. Remember, the easiest thing to do is the easiest thing not to do. You and your life are worth taking the time to design your life. Are you creating your life with love? Are you creating your life with love? Creating your life with love. I want you to really think about that. Are we really creating the life we desire? You see, those are the manifestation steps. And somewhere in between creating our vision boards, writing it down, the hardest thing for people to do is really implement and take those actions. It's really important for us to take these actions. We got to become radical about implementation. We got to become radical about implementation. See, there's nothing in this world that we can't do if we put our mind together. But we keep operating in this scarcity mindset. This can be an incredible journey an incredible journey of love if we just take the action. And I'm not saying go ahead and it's easy to get rid of that scarcity mindset. Sometimes it may take a little work, but just take one step every day toward the goal of living your dreams. Yep. One step every day toward living your dreams. And you know, I would say start off with one thing that solidly can be something that you always wanted to do. Just one thing. If it's, your body is something you always wanted to get in order, then just focus on that one thing. You wanted to always take that dance class, then focus on that one thing. We got to learn how to take risk on behalf of our dreams, you know? Because living our dreams takes courage. It just does. On one hand, you have your heart, your soul, and your intuition nudging you in one direction. On the other hand, you have your personality and your mind desiring to stay in a comfort zone. Isn't that tripped out? You see, living life on the edge in pursuit of your dreams happens as you take action from your intuition and you stay with the fears your mind and personality resist, cry, act fearful, and want to quit. Except that it's totally natural for your mind and personality to be fearful, sad, angry, unsure about listening to your intuition and in your heart. Deep down, you know that everything is and will be okay. But the mind doesn't always agree with this knowing. And I'm not even telling you it's easy. You see, stepping into this path and living life at your highest potential, sometimes it will challenge you to let go of limiting beliefs that your mind is telling you about what's possible for you and ask you to make choices and take action from a deeper place of knowing. It's going to ask you to take risks, take calculated risks on your heart's behalf. Let your intuition guide you into the unknown and scary places. Instead of disaster, you will find new horizons. Don't ask for your intuition and heart to give you guidance on how to be safe, secure, and still live your dreams. Let me be clear on this, though. Don't ask your inner self, intuition, your still small self, and heart to give you guidance on how to be safe, secure, and still live your dreams. Instead, ask for the courage to truly listen to your heart. Ask for the courage to truly listen from your heart and intuition and cultivate the required mental aptitude and altitude and attitude to make it happen and stay calm in the middle of the unknown storms. Your dreams are counting on you today. Your dreams are counting on you. I know in the midst of my storms in this journey, I just have to be still. Even yesterday, I found myself in anxiety, and I just had to breathe and meditate and call forth the forces of the universe to remind me that they had me. You see, sometimes it can be a little scary when you can't see. And yes, that self-doubt conversation, it's always going to be there when you're starting out on something new. And oftentimes people ask, how can I get rid of self-doubt? I get asked that question a lot, and I thought, this is such a powerful question, because self-doubt is one of those things that can really get in the way of our growth and our happiness. It can be a dream killer. It can be a resentment maker. It can be the reason why we die with regret. So it's a valid and totally awesome question. But here's the truth as I see it. Do we really get rid of that self-doubt? I remember watching one of my favorite movies. Everybody know, I told everybody on the line, Doctor Strange. And when the God met with the sorcerer and he asked, do we ever get rid of those demons? Like self-doubt and all that stuff. And the sorcerer looked at him and said, no, we just learn to live above them. Do we ever really get rid of the idea of self-doubt? I'm not sure. But if I'm right, I assume that we just learn to live above them. You see, even as I speak here today, I often experience a lot of self-doubt when I come here. Sometimes I experience self-doubt when I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Sometimes I experience when I'm writing. Sometimes I experience when I get ready to stand in front of people on the stage. Sometimes when I'm in the gym. Even just like the idea of getting ready to go on 95.1 with two other amazing co-hosts, I had to, I saw myself having these doubts and thoughts of that not good enough thing. Because you see, self-doubt is persuasive. And we still have to learn how to achieve and create and do awesome things, even in the midst of that self-doubt. Why is that? Because what I've learned is that just because I think a thought, it doesn't make it true. Come on, family. I want you to hear that. Just because I think a thought, it doesn't make it true. And just because I doubt myself, it doesn't make that true either. So I had to listen to this voice of self-doubt, but I give it a new meaning. I used to hear the voice of self-doubt and make it mean that I should quit because I believed the voice of self-doubt. Now I believe that when I hear that voice of self-doubt, that I must be creating. And when I'm creating, my only job is to create. The people who get to evaluate whether what I create is worthy and valuable is you, the love journey. But I don't let my inner critic win. I fight a battle with it daily, and my only true skill has been to write on, speak on, and even to face the self-doubt. Even if I think what I said sucked that day, or my blog sucked, or my book sucked, I just keep writing, speaking, and coming anyway. Because after all, when it comes down to it, I want you to think about this, though. When it all comes down to it. See, when it comes to being creative, the work is the most important part. You see, when it all comes down to it, it's the servant of the gift that's the most important part. You see, judgment of my work is not my place. Honesty is my place. Authenticity is my place. And as long as I create a piece of work that is an honest representation of who I am, then I've done my job. So the message is this. I can't stop the dream killer of self-doubt, but I can stop it from stopping me by creating anyway. And see, that's the practice of mastery. Let me say that again. I may can't stop the dream killer of the self-doubt conversation that may come up, but I can stop it from stopping me by creating anyway. And that's the practice of mastery. So where in your life are you letting self-doubt stop you? Where in your life are you letting self-doubt stop you? How can you create anyway, even in the face of self-doubt? Can you focus on simply being authentic instead of perfect? Come on, family. Can you focus on being authentic instead of perfect? Perfect is the enemy of creation. So where can we focus on being authentic instead of perfect and then let go? And then let go. Where in our life can we focus on simply being authentic instead of perfect and then let go? Can be a dream killer. Self-doubt can be a dream killer. But can you live above that and be authentic instead of perfect, then let go and then serve the wisdom, the gifts, the art that you came to the planet to serve. You see, the real mastery is not letting the self-doubt stop you. The real mastery is not letting the self-doubt stop you by creating anyway. You are a creator that came to the planet to create. Are you ready? Today is September 18th. We practically more than 50% of this month. And then we have October, November, December, and then we'll be talking 2 or 1 9. And I want to prepare you for whatever dreams and mastery you plan on now. Because there's nothing like now. Because every day is a new day, every day is a new year, every day is a new start. But there's nothing like today. Nothing like today. And so as today is the gift, what can we do today? The one thing we can do toward our dream today. What is that one thing can you do toward your dream? If you haven't written that book, can you start writing? Can you create the cover? Did you say you wanted to become part of Toastmasters? Can you go get join your Toastmasters group? What can you do today towards your dream? And that's what today is about. Mastering the self-doubt, mastering the dream killer conversations that we have with ourselves when we tell ourselves we're not good enough, when we decide that we're going to do something and something shows up that reminds us, oh, you're not good enough for that. Well, I come to tell you, you're already good enough. I come to tell you and remind you, you're already more than enough. What commitment would you make today? When will you stop doubting your doubts and live above them? That's my message for today. If you got anything that you want to add, press 1 on Blog Talk Radio and star 6 on teleconference. If you want to make a commitment out loud and you want somebody to be accountable, to help you be accountable for what it is that you say, because it's so much better to have somebody to help you be accountable. Now, it can be a little irritating because that means you got to show up and somebody's going to keep you accountable to your commitment to you. Being committed to the commitment is the powerful thing. We got to be committed to the commitment. And if you want to open up your line and let's get an accountability partner, somebody who will keep you accountable to your commitment to yourself, let's do that. You got to be committed. Commitment, family. Find you an accountability partner. Be committed to the commitment. Be committed to the commitment. All right, family, I'm going to play this. Doubt your doubts before you doubt God. And as I remind you today, don't forget October 13th, right there in the Baltimore area. Don't forget to make your donation. You know what? I'm going to post. I'm going to see if they got the flyer ready. Post it on my Love Journey page. Post the link for you to make your donations for October 13th, right there in the Baltimore area. Don't forget. They're going to have a very riveting, provocative, transforming, healing event. And if you want to be a part of it, you can give Reverend Judith a call. You can call me at 773-447-5591 and I'll give you all the numbers you need to make sure you can be either a vendor or just a practitioner or even just somebody to come and show up and be blessed
by the services that will be served on October 13th from 1 to 6. Don't forget, don't delay, and put that in your calendar today, family. Tomorrow, Wednesday, right here on the Love Journey, Deborah Ricks and Janine Ingram, we're going to be talking about having your voice. How did you find your voice? Are you trying to find your voice? Can you speak your truth authentically? That's right here on the Love Journey, family. You don't want to miss it. Matter of fact, invite a friend tomorrow, October 5th. Again, I'm super excited. I'm going to be coming on 95.1, family. Club stepping right after the Tom Joyner Morning Show. I start October 5th. I'm super excited. Me, Peyton Wilborn, and Ricky Hendon, Ricky Hollywood Hendon, right here in 95.1 FM station. And if you're not in the Chicagoland area and you can't get this on your radio dial on FM, then you can go to your PlayStation, family. Pull up the app, Future Vision Entertainment, and pull up 95.1 and hear your very own Love Journey sister, your love sister in prosperity, right here, yay, on Friday, October 5th, right after the Charm Joyner Morning Show. I'm super excited.
Good morning, Janine.
All right, we're going to be playing stepping music. If you're from Chicago, you know a little bit about that step of music. Yes, yes. All right, family, I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And when you remember this, choose love. Love is the only choice. Live your God-sized dreams. Just don't dream them. Live them, family. And remember to doubt your doubts before you doubt God. That's what we're about to play right here. This is going to blow your mind. Doubt your doubts before you doubt God. That's something to marinate on, right?
I remember my little niece ran up to me and told me, "We learned about Jesus today." And I could tell by her smile she was so excited to learn about this man that she did not quite know yet, but she knew without a doubt for it to be true, because after all, Mommy said so. And that was the first time in my life that I looked into the eyes of a child and envied them, because she had no idea of what it feels like to doubt. What it feels like to have your entire belief system overload with skepticism, to never know the day that you would finally be able to live beyond the shadow of a doubt. I've lived in its darkness for so long, it seems like I have all the right questions, but never enough answers, and my faith is small enough to fit in the cracks of my palms. God, every night I lay my head down to sleep, the city of my mind is attacked by a legion of questions threatening the living rooms of my sanity and holding them hostage. Can you help me? Last year, my grandmother laid in a hospital bed like a bus stop waiting for God to come pick her up. I had never seen such pain and such confidence living in the same eyes when she told me, "I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know who I belong to." And I was so happy for her. And something inside of me wished that somehow before she passed away, she could pass down her confidence in God to me like an old family picture. I remember sitting in the back row of a cold sanctuary, crying, because I desperately wanted what the preacher was saying to be true, but my doubts were preaching a sermon of their own, and the streams of my tears turned into oceans of frustration. I remember sitting in a college classroom, and the only thing being tested is my faith in God. The only thing passing is my hope. Me, in a backpack full of fear, and nowhere to go. No one to help me unpack. I sleep, but I never rest. These lines around my eyes are not wrinkles. They are maps that show you the winding roads that lead to my pain. I'm tired. And I'm longing for the day that I can place my fingers in his nail-pierced hands, because honestly, I've considered quitting, but where will I go? back. There's no home for the living in the land of the dead, so I keep pressing forward. Today I have faith, but I can't make any promises about tomorrow. I'm surprised I've held on this long. God, just make me feel like I'm not crazy. God, let me know that I'm not just making friends with these walls when I pray. I'm not questioning you. I just got questions. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me. My child, when it seems like you have all the right questions, but never enough answers, and your faith is small enough to fit in the cracks of your palms, I told you, faith the size of mustard seeds can rearrange whole landscapes and turn mountains into open highways. Faith comes by my word, so maybe you've cuffed your ears. My child, don't be childish. But consider the child whose faith has not quite learned the definition of impossible. Have your questions. I'm not telling you to have a blind faith. I'm telling you to consider the blind men who had faith and believed my words before they were even able to see me. Consider the birds that eat from my hand and do not fall from the sky without my consent. So how much more will I love the ones that I died for? Before you doubt me, doubt your doubt. Doubt your doubts, and you will see they are just as empty as the tomb that I walked from. Truth is, you know I'm here. You know my truth, and you're scared. Scared of what that means. Scared of what that should cost you. That one day they will all laugh at you, laugh you right out of their classrooms and scorn you out of their courtrooms. But my love serves as an eviction notice to anxiety. When they cast stones, my love casts out fear. I am the author and finisher of your faith. I've never started a work that I will not finish. I am the one who will give you courage to stare death in the face and say, how dare you try to scare me? I know who I belong to. And when it feels like you are drowning, in a sea of your questions, just know I'm there. I'm there. Like when I drowned in the Red Sea of my blood for you, and these hands that took holes will hold you. And when I told you that I would love you forever, I meant it. Don't you see these rings in my hands? See, we are married. For better or for worse. Through sickness and in health, through faith and through questions, till death brings us closer, you are mine. You are mine, and I am yours, I promise.
Wow. There's nothing stronger or more powerful than a dream. Even in darkness, dreams have an infinite capacity to see light. They outlive pain. They outlast heartbreak. They overcome doubt. They forget imperfection. They cannot be beaten, broken, or taken. Dreams fight. They persevere. They go on. Because determination will always trump disappointment. Desire will always triumph over defeat. And dreams will always prevail.